Parshas Re'eh, this week's Parsha, will always fall out the week of Rosh Chodesh Elul. And there's a connection. There's a clear connection between the Tzkufa that we are about to enter and the message that we get from the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Rav Baruch Rosenbaum quotes the Taltas, and he says that when we talk about the three books that are open before us on Rosh Hashanah, the way I would imagine it to be is the Sifrei Chaim are the ones who all the people who have done good things for this whole year are written in the Sifrei Chaim. The Tzaddikim of this past year get written in the Sifrei Chaim, and then there's the Sifrei Mesim and the Beinonim, based on our past actions. And what the Talmud says is that these books are empty, and the work that we do towards getting to Rosh Hashanah is determining by us making decisions which book I want to be put into, meaning where do I want to be going next year? Where am I heading? Where do I want to be? And that's what the first pasuk of this week's parsha is telling us. Re'eh, see, look, you have a choice. What are you choosing? Do you want to choose life or do you want to choose death? We can say that Re'eh stands for Re'eh Elul Hashavua, the first letters of Resh Aleph Hey. Re'eh, look, notice. We bring this break to your summer vacation. It is still middle of August. But no one understands that Elul is approaching, and when Elul is approaching, a reality has to change. What does it mean to see? The Alter from Kelm says that everything needs imagery. However conceptual it is, you need to imagine things in order to understand them, or in order to explain them, or in order even to feel them. Meaning that if I would say to you, how many wings does a bird have? And you know how many wings a bird has, because you know how many wings a bird had, but the way that you answer that question is in your head, you picture a bird and you see two wings. We use our creative imagery to see the picture in our head, and then we understand it. When we talk about sight, it's not just the physical sight that I'm seeing with my eyes, but it's my internal sight, what I see inside my head, which allows me to understand whatever it is that I'm trying to understand, whatever concept or idea or thing that I'm trying to understand. There's a midrash that says on the pasuk, "Kol atzmai say toimarna Hashem mikamecha," all my limbs say Hashem who is like you. And the midrash says that this pasuk is written about the Arba Minim. It says that each of the Arba Minim is connected to a different one of our organs. The Lulav is the spine, because it looks like a spine, and the Hadas looks like eyes, and the Arava is Doma to the pet, to the mouth, and the Esrog is Doma Lalev. And these are the main organs of our guf. And when we hold the Arba Minim together, we're representing the entire guf. It's a different drasha. It's for a sukkah drasha, but there's one question here. If the hadasim are compared to the eyes, we know that the hadasim need to be mishulash. A hadas needs to have three leaves together. And if it's doma la'inayim, if the hadasim are meant to teach us about the eyes, then why three? We only have two. And the answer is that the third eye is chacham einav bereishai. A chacham has his eye inside his head, which means that a chacham, a wise person, has three eyes. The two eyes which see what are in front of me, and the third eye that can see to the future, that can see what's going on around me and understand what do I need to understand from this. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Chacham, who is a wise person, Haroye es Hanoilad, who can see the future. A smart man has a third eye that can see into the future and know what to do. And the way that third eye does it is by imagining things, which means that you understand the implications of my actions. If I'm about to do something, a person who is not wise just sees what's right in front of him right now. I do want to eat that, watch that, see that, do that, say that. But a wise person, before he says that, he pictures, he can visualize the reaction of the person who is hearing him. He can imagine the damage that's going to be done by the speech that he is saying. He's imagining the hurt of the person who's going to receive that word or the comment or whatever it is. He's imagining the devastation that can be caused by the Lashon Hara, and then he doesn't say it because he has that extra eye which pictures things and imagines things. And that third eye, that's valuable, precious third eye, is that creates a difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. between Sefer Chaim and Sefer Mavis. The Rama writes on the words Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. This is the first commandment. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. I put HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me always. Hu Klal Gadol Batera. This is a very important rule in the Torah. Uvmalais Hatzadikim. You want to know what makes a tzaddik a tzaddik? One of the milos, one of the advantages that a tzaddik has, is that he is able to, he has the ability to place Hashem before him. Sheyasim ha'adam el-libay sheha-melech ha-gadol ha-kadosh baruch hu, Hashem le'chol ha-aretz chvaydai, that ha-kadosh baruch hu, the big king, that the whole world is filled with his glory, oymed alav v'ray'eb ma'asav. If he can imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything that he does, then it's not a question anymore, should I say that, watch that, see that, do that. Because the king is watching me, and if the king is watching me, I'm not going to do it. And that turns a person into a tzaddik, because there's no choice anymore. Hashem is right there. If a person has the ability to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu before him, always he can achieve greatness through this. According to Rav Elbo, one of the Rishonim, there are three things that we need to know and believe. The Rambam gives it 13. Rav Elbo distills it to three. And he said these are the three things that a person has to be able to see with his eye and know and understand and believe in the entire time. Number one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that there is a God. Number two, that he communicated his will to us by giving us the Torah, Torah Min HaShemayim. And number three, Schar Va'onesh, he actually still does care about what I do. Meaning there are many philosophers who did believe in a divinity and God who created the world, but said that since then he left the world alone and he put it into motion, but he doesn't really care anymore what I do. And we believe in Schar Va'onesh, that if I do something, it makes a difference, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, and that it makes a difference for me and to me what I do. These three Ikarim are actually mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. They're not just mentioned, they're the centerpiece of Rosh Hashanah. In Malchios, we affirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence as the king. Zichronos, that Hashem remembers, is the theme of Hashkacha Pratis, of Schar Va'onesh, that he cares about what I do. And Shofros recalls one of the Kavanos that we're meant to have in mind by Shofros is Torah. Is Matan Torah, that there's Torah Min HaShemayim. And likewise, in our Parsha this week, we have the Shalosh Regalim, which are also connected to these three ideas. Pesach is Metzias Hashem, because it was on Pesach that we saw clearly and recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supremacy through the Makos and through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is obviously Torah Min HaShemayim. And on Sukkos, we focus on that Tzchar Va'onesh, on the Hashgacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mesaviv us, of surrounding us, of us sitting in the hut, of realizing that whatever we have comes from Him. It's the theme of Hashgacha Pratis. And by going up, what we don't have anymore, but what we used to have, going up to Yerushalayim three times a year, creating that reality for ourselves, so that when we come back, and it's in middle of Teves, we have the imagery in our head that we need to have that allow us to see the things that we need to see. It's perhaps for this the reason that we struggle with the imagery, because these concepts are big and ideas are big, and we don't actually see HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, so we don't actually see those farm. Perhaps for this reason, on Rosh Hashanah, we eat so many symbolic foods, because we're going to be judged, and we know how important it is, this judgment, and what kind of year we're going to have. And we do know this intellectually. We have a hard time internalizing it. Like, that this really matters. Like, this day is really important. It's not the carrot or the pomegranate that's going to give us a good year. It's really what's going on inside of us when we pick up that pomegranate and say the words that we need to say that hopefully makes us start to think about, why am I eating this? And our imagination perhaps begins to work. And we can start to see, and then perhaps we can start to understand. We say the Lam Natzeach Livnei Korach seven times before we blow the shofar. These are people who were able to see what they needed to see at the very last moment, and therefore they were saved. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, I'm giving you the chance today. Look, see the bracha, see the klala, and then you'll know what you have to do. And Rav the Alter from Kelm says, Hahefresh, the difference, Ma bein tzadik l'rasha, urak kayach hatzir. The difference between a tzadik and a rasha is the strength of our imagination. Chazik, chazik, achi, b'kayach hatzir. Strengthen yourself in this kayach of imagination, the tovi yelech hasara, and it will be good for you. You want good? Strengthen your imagination.